Welcome, everybody, to the debut episode of the MMQB Gambling Podcast. Glad to have you with us. We're going to be here every Friday on SI.com. I am your host, Jimmy Train. I am joined by the managing editor of DRF Sports Forum, Scott Gramling, and his brother, Gary Gramling, the senior editor of MMQB. The three of us will be here every Friday and go through the lines in the NFL and break down the bets of the week. Since the season has not started yet, what we're going to do for you today is go division by division on win totals and give you some best value for win totals and who we think is going to win the division with some odds there. Guys, I'm fired up for this. Hopefully you guys are too. Gary, ready to go?
Ready to go. Preseason week three coming up. Just pray for everyone's Achilles tendons coming up here. And let's get the season started.
Yeah, I'm with you. I saw a lot of preseason football, some live, a lot on tape delay, just to have NFL Network running, but kind of getting ready for the real thing.
What is there anything you look – week three the starters will play, but the first 2 weeks, is there anything you look for in terms of scouting, for lines, betting, anything? Can you take any value from the first 2 weeks of the preseason?
You know, I tend to look to see if there's been any shift in culture, I guess, as I call it. You know, are there – there's some losing cultures, and I'm sure we'll get into this individually as we go through here. You know, have they turned things around? Has – you know, do – the Browns look like they have a winning attitude. I don't think so. But, you know, those are kind of the things I look at. You know, the Bears with really not just a new coaching regime, but kind of a new approach, right? The Bears are one of those teams kind of like the Bills where they never seem to build a true offensive system. They're going to run with grinded out type football. So I've been interested in seeing what the Bears have been doing. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking for the most over the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And, you know, with the five rookie quarterbacks this year, you can kind of see you don't get the expansive defenses coming at them, but you can see if anyone's overwhelmed by the speed of the game. I actually didn't think that was the case with any of them. Maybe Lamar's a little bit behind the other guys, but those guys are ready to go.
Yeah, Lamar is behind.
All right, we're going to go division by division here on the win totals, take you through it, and give you guys our best bets for it. So we'll get right into it. Start right at the top. AFC East. Patriots are the favorites. Their over-under is 11. Dolphins over-under 6.5. Bills over-under 5.5. Jets over-under 6. Let's start with Gary in the AFC East. Your best bet for win total.
Going Miami over 6.5. You know, Scott, you were just talking about culture. Big culture change in Miami. I mean, total change what they're doing there. People kind of forget, 2 years ago, Adam Gase was, you know, he's 38 years old. He took a bad team, won 10 games, went to the playoffs. Everything went wrong last year. They lose their quarterback. They lose their rookie middle linebacker. They got a hurricane down there. Their best assistant coach makes the little viral video there. Wish we could be that successful with our videos around here. They have done a total culture overhaul there. I think that's enough, especially in this division. I think they're the second best team in this division. And if you look at it, you have to go back to 2005 to find a division that had three 10-loss teams in it. I don't think that's the AFC East this year, even though it's weak. I think Miami gets 7 or 8.
I think the Jets are that team. I think the Jets are the second best team in the East. When I look at Miami, I can't help. I know he's not on the field, but Mike Tannenbaum is in football operations there, and the guy has just overseen losing franchises. I think the guy's a loser, and until proven otherwise, you know, I know if you watch Hard Knocks, he sits there, you know, talking to Rex a few years ago about how, you know, this is what got us to the AFC title game. This is gonna, I mean, you know, what got you to the AFC title game, we won't get into that, was a lot of flukes. I think when Tannenbaum's in the organization, I don't think you have a winning organization. So I like the Jets over 6. I still think that I think Bowles is a solid head coach. I think they're putting that team together correctly. I think they've got some good young players on defense. I know having a 21-year-old starting quarterback, if they end up going with Darnold, is not really what you'd like to see, but we're talking about 6 wins here. And I feel like that the Jets, if any team in this division is going to grind out 7 wins besides the Patriots, I think it's the Jets. I think the Patriots total is just too high. Bills, when it first came out and it was hovering around 7, 7.5, and that number's gotten beaten down to 5.5, I'm staying away from that number. So, you know, given the choice among the division, I'm going Jets over 6, and I also get a little discount on it because it's plus 105. So I'll bet my dollar and win $1.05 there.
I wanted to find anyone but the Patriots to pick in this division. I just can't. I don't love the Dolphins at all. Tannehill is the definition of average. Bills, Josh Allen probably should have that job. If it's not, it's Nathan Peterman, so you can't go over with them. Jets may be starting a rookie in Darnold. I'm going to go Patriots over 11. If you know, my philosophy is if Belichick and Brady are there, bet the Patriots, go over with the Patriots. They've shown no signs of slowing down. Gronk back now. Edelman out, which hurts, but Decker there to pick up the slack. And they added a lot. You know, they added Cordell Patterson, which, you know, Belichick will somehow find a way to make a Pro Bowler. They added the running back from the Bengals. Drawing a blank now on his name.
Jeremy Hill.
So I think New England there, I'll take a chance over 11, especially with two games against all of those bad teams in the AFC East.
Yeah, you got to figure they're going 5-1 in the division, right?
You would think.
I get only thing I'll say about that, I get nervous. I think they're a Gronk injury away from a lot of trouble there.
Well, they had a Gronk injury last year and managed to get to the Super Bowl, so they, I'll take my chances.
Well, they had Bennett back then. Martellus Bennett was a little bit...
He was nothing special for the Patriots,
A little bit
though.
Of Gronk light, though. They have no one near Gronk ability if he goes down this year.
That's true. They'll find some tight end on waivers when someone gets cut.
Hollister. They're going to coach Hollister up, I'm telling you.
Let's go to the AFC North. Steelers number is 10 on the over-under, Ravens 8, Bengals 6.5, Browns after no wins last year, 5.5 now with Baker Mayfield, even though Tyrod Taylor is supposed to start. Scott, let's start with you this time, AFC North, what do you got?
Yeah, my best bet in the AFC North there is the Ravens under 8. And I know I've got some people in these parts that aren't going to like that call. Ben Eagle, I'm talking to you. When you look at what the Ravens did last year, right? Look at the opposing quarterbacks, right? DeShone Kizer twice, EJ Manuel, Matt Moore, Brett Hundley, Tom Savage. Those were the guys they were facing. They ended up going 9-7. You look at the schedule this year, they've got Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. Even in the division, you're not facing DeShone Kizer twice. You're facing Tyrod or Mayfield. I just think that when you look at the Ravens, what, they're going to split in the division and the schedule outside the division tougher than it's been. I'm going to take under 8 there, and it's plus 120 at William Hill. So, again, a little extra juice for me, but I just don't think this Ravens team is very good. I think they signaled the beginning of a rebuilding when they took Lamar Jackson in the first round. I don't think that they improved their team much through the draft. To me, the Ravens are a below-average NFL team, and I think things just broke right for them last year to go 9-7. I'm looking at 6-10 or 7-9 this year.
Gary?
You know, I don't like anyone in this division. I'd go Bengals over 6.5 just because I think they can make a run at the Ravens for the second spot in this division. You know, you're not getting a lot of juice there, minus 150. I'm not crazy about any of these teams here. I do think the Ravens might get to 9 this year. Just a matter of Flacco and a little bit more of a creative approach on offense, which I think they can do with all the tight ends they brought in. But
they brought in a lot of tight ends, that's for sure. It's going to be a 4 tight end offense, I think. But yeah, tight end under center. Max Williams is going to be your next quarterback.
I'm not crazy about any of these, but I'd go Bengals over the 6.5 sort of by default.
I'm with you. I don't love the division at all myself. The team I'm going to root for hard this year, I'm adopting the Browns. Part of it's Hard Knocks. Part of it is I love Baker. But business is business, and business tells me under 5.5. I just think to go from 0 wins to 6 wins is very, very difficult. Hugh Jackson is still not exactly Bill Belichick on the sidelines. And on top of that, if you go under 5.5, you're getting plus 140. I love that value. You know, hopefully they get 5 wins, so there's some momentum and Cleveland gets on an upswing. But you're going to go from 0 to 6 wins. That's very, very, very difficult. So I'm rooting for the Browns to go 16-0, but I'm going to be smart on this and go under 5.5 for Cleveland on that one.
That's not bad. Whenever I think of the Browns last season, if you can't close out Brett Hundley at home, I don't know who you're going to close out in this league.
Right. Last year was ugly. They're trying to, you know, one of the interesting things about Hard Knocks, they don't really reference last year. You could tell they're trying never to mention that. But
wonder why.
It's still there. all right. We now go to the AFC South. This division has a little bit of juice here. Jaguars, after their season last year, now they're over under 9. The Texans, J.J. Watt back, Deshaun Watson back, 8.5. Titans, 8. Colts, with the Andrew Luck question hovering around 6.5. Gary, AFC South, go for it.
I'm going Tennessee over 8, plus 105 there. I really like the defense. I think they can do some of the same things Vrabel was doing with that defense 2 years ago in Houston before all the injuries hit. You know, you bring in Harold Landry once Rashawn Evans is up to speed. Pair them with you know, Casey, Arakpo, those guys. They have a ton of pass rushers up front. They can get that diamond front, they call it down there, where essentially you're getting one-on-one, and you know, you can – offensive linemen in this league can't block. You get four or five quality pass rushers on the field. You're going to win. They're really good on the back end of that defense. Obviously, Mariota is the big question mark here. New regime in there. You know, Matt LaFleur, I'm not going to say, obviously, he worked under McVay. Before that, he worked under Kyle Shanahan. I'm not going to say he is like those guys. But if someone's going to unlock that potential Mariota, you like a guy like LaFleur to be able to do it, even if the skill position guys aren't great there. I think there's a potential for something with Mariota.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I thought he took such a big step back last year. So
absolutely.
I'm very one of the more intriguing players in the league this year, for sure. Scott, AFC South, who do you like there with your win total?
Yeah, I'm going to Houston over 8.5. I don't like having the minus 150 there, paying the extra vig, but I really am high on Houston. I know that's probably going to come across as a bit of a bandwagon pick. I know a lot of people are high on him, but I think there's a lot of reason to be high on the Texans. And I think it starts with Deshaun Watson and what he's able to do and make that a multidimensional attack. I'm not a J.J. Watt fan. I think he's one of the most overrated players in recent memory. So I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, J.J. Watt's back. He's a guy, he's a front runner who ends up padding his stats when he gets sacks late in games against the crummy teams, what were the crummy teams in that division. But I just think that the Texans have too much going for them. I think they're well coached. I think when you look at what O'Brien had done with some really far below average quarterbacks, now that he's got Deshaun Watson there, I think that the Texans over 8.5 is a good play.
I just want to say, far below average is the nicest thing that anyone has said about Brock Osweiler in years.
One of those guys that you shake your head that he's still in the league.
That's right.
This is amazing. I'm going to give you our 9th pick of the show so far, and we've all had nine different picks. I'm going Colts under 6.5. My thinking here is this. If Andrew Luck doesn't play, they don't win any games, basically, because there's not any talent on that team around him. Very little talent, I should say. If he's there, he's coming off of an injury where he has not played in ages. I don't see him coming out being the old Andrew Luck right off the bat. I could see it taking several weeks for him to get back into the rhythm, and there will be some growing pains isn't the word there, but he's going to have to – it's going to take him a little time, I think, to become the old Andrew Luck if he's still there. So – even with him there, I don't love the team. The total is 6.5. I don't think they get to 7 wins. And what I love about this even more, plus 163 on the under. Please give it to me. Love it.
Yeah, I like that one. I think, too, we've heard about the offers that the Colts have for Brissett, and the fact they didn't pull the trigger on some of those, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear second round offer for Seattle?
Yep.
Right? The fact they didn't pull the trigger, how confident are they that Andrew Luck is fully healthy? And not only that, if they start out 2-6, might they pack in Luck and be like, all right, you know what? We're playing for the future a little bit. We're 2-6. We're not going anywhere this year. And then all of a sudden, you know.
It's hard to say until you see how he looks on the field. No one knows how he's going to look. And like I said, even if I think he could get back to the Andrew Luck of old, but it's going to take some time there. He's not going to come out week one. And
even if he plays a whole season, under 6.5 is not a bad bet, because Gregson just – he put a horrible, horrible product on the field, and now they're still feeling the effects of this. In 3 years, they'll get things turned around. It looked like in this draft they started doing things right, but it's amazing, right? It takes – it can take up to a decade to build a team up, and you could just tear it down with two or three bad drafts. Yeah. That's what Gregson did.
And a bad injury, too, with Luck. Let's close out the AFC, AFC West. Chargers seem to be the darlings this year. Their over-under is 9. Chiefs, new quarterback there, over-under 8. Raiders as well, over-under 8 with John Gruden in town. And the Broncos, now led by Case Keenum, their over-under is at 7. Scott, AFC West, your best bet.
I think this is my best bet, not only AFC West, but probably across the board, which is the Kansas City Chiefs over 8. Year in and year out, the Chiefs dominate that division. I'm gonna throw one out to you guys. Last 20 divisional games, Kansas City Chiefs, how many of those do you think they've won?
Is that again now?
20 games, yep. Kansas City Chiefs, going back through mid-December of 2014. 20 games. How many do you think they've won?
I'm gonna go 16-4.
I mean, they win most of them because
they lost that crazy Thursday night game.
Thursday night game that ended with the Raiders. That ended with 1,000 penalties in Oakland.
Well, it was like do-overs. It's like playing in your backyard, and it's like, oh, it's a do-over, it's a do-over, it's a do-over. Finally, they got in. If they had won that game, they would be on a 17-game win streak against divisional opponents. They are 18-2 in their last 20, which includes 16-1 in their last 17 against AFC West foes. The one loss being that 31-30 loss in Oakland, and again, that kind of joke of the end of the Thursday night game last year. I mean, this team, Andy Reid, he owns this division. I don't see how the Chargers are favored over the Chiefs to win the division. And over 8, it's just, to me, that's easy money. You got to pay the, you know, it's minus 150. But, you know, what do we have to every year? It just seems like this team's being tabbed to be slightly above average, and they end up being dominant, especially in the division. Please give me the Chiefs over 8.
One thing, you're paying minus 150 on that, but you seem very confident, so you don't care about the 150.
No.
Gary. AFC West.
Yeah, I'm going Oakland under 8, plus 100 there. And if I'm missing something here with the Raiders, let me know. Derek Carr slid back a little bit last year. Do you think John Gruden can unlock something? Look, it was a bad offense, bad system last year. Gruden probably will be something of an improvement, but how much of an improvement? Not that much. Amari Cooper's still underachieving. It's not a great team. Are you going to give it to Marshawn Lynch 300 times? Probably not at this point in his career. And the defense is an issue. You know, obviously, we got a lot of time between now and week 1. Will Khalil Mack get back in there?
Right.
I actually don't really see a path to a good resolution on that contract. Derek Carr's deal is so backloaded. I don't know how they can get Khalil Mack in there. I think he's going to miss regular season games. On top of that, I mean, it's a good division. Chiefs are good. Chargers are good. I think Denver's good once you get league average quarterback play from Case Keenum. I don't see how Oakland's number is that high, let alone you're getting the plus 100 on under 8 there.
And we continue the streak of picking all different teams. I'm going Broncos over 7. Denver had the worst quarterback play probably of any team in the league last year. I mean, Trevor Siemian.
Outside of Cleveland, let's be honest, Jimmy.
Kaiser stunk.
Kaiser's the worst quarterback in recent memory.
Trevor Siemian had been no business in
Agreed.
The NFL last year. So the juice here, unfortunately, on the over 7 is minus 140. Now, who would have thought you would have said this September 2017? But Case Keenum is such a major upgrade for them at quarterback. It's not even funny.
Right.
I mean, he's 3-4 win difference right now because they still have a very, very good defense. So, great defense, improved quarterback. I'm going to go over 7. I think they can get to 8 wins. You know, still have a good home field there in Denver. So, I'm going to go with the Broncos. So, let me recap the AFC before we go to the NFC. Gary Gramling, over 6.5 on the Dolphins. Over 6.5 on the Bengals, over 8 on the Titans, throws in an under 8 on the Raiders. Scott Gramling, over Jets 6, under on the Ravens 8, over 8 for the Houston Texans.
8.5.
And probably his best bet, he loved it, Chiefs, over 8. I'm going over 11 for the Patriots, under 5.5 Browns, under 6.5 for the Colts, over on the Broncos 7. We now go to the NFC. We start in the East. The Super Bowl champion Eagles over-under is 10. The Cowboys 8. Giants and Redskins both at 7 on the over-unders. Gary Gramling, NFC East, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm going Giants, and I don't want to go on a long rant here about Ben McAdoo. McAdoo was overmatched as a head coach, but I think people kind of forget his system was not good. His system was built for Aaron Rodgers, and they tried to have Eli Manning run it. It's a bunch of ISO routes. They had Odell Beckham Jr. can beat guys one-on-one. No one else on the team can. once Beckham went down last year, it was completely broken what they were trying to do. Shermer's such an upgrade there. Not to mention, you bring in Barkley. You not only, you know, Barkley alone upgrades a dormant run game, but Barkley's a huge weapon in the pass game. Now you have Beckham, Engram, Barkley on the field. It's pretty easy for Eli to look at, you know, look at the numbers on the other side of the field and then decide whether they're going to run the ball or pass the ball. And both are suddenly great options instead of trying to grind out 3 yards with the, you know, whatever sort of replacement level back they had in there. So I worry about the pass rush, lack of a pass rush there, but I think the offense makes this the clear-cut second-best team in the division. I think the 7 is an easy number, even though you got to pay a little for it, minus 130.
Hard to see the Giants being as bad as they were last year there with McAdoo. Scott, what do you got in the NFC?
Yeah, I found that this was the toughest division for me to handicap. I think that... you know, you have some teams here that are pretty closely lumped together. And I think because of that, I end up concluding that I'm going to go with the Eagles under 10 at plus 110 for the defending champs. And this one is, I'll admit, a little bit gut feel. It just seems like that team is still celebrating, still mentioning the Super Bowl. I don't know. I just kind of get the sense, and I know what we were talking about before, not reading too much in the preseason, but boy, they showed up in Foxborough on Thursday and they looked like not even ready to play. And I just wonder if they're going to get off to a start here where they're 2-3 when they realize that the new season has begun. It's one of these extended victory tours, and you know, I feel like it's a tough division. 10 wins is a lot, and you know, going over 10 would obviously be 11, is what my mathematics course taught me. So I think that I'm going under on the Eagles and getting a little juice there at the plus 110.
Yeah, you need 11 to lose, so that's not bad. We have our first agreement, though. I'm with Gary. Over 7 on the Giants, I think, is a pretty good one. Barkley, Beckham, the emergence of Evan Engram, a lot of weapons, revamped defense, and addition by subtraction, McAdoo out, Pat Shermer in. I think they can easily get to 8 wins. We go to the NFC North. The Vikings and Packers both have over-unders at 10. Lions, 7.5. Bears seem to be a darling of a lot of people this year. 6.5. Scott, NFC North, your pick.
Darling Bears.
There you go.
Yeah. I like the Bears. I really do. I think that when you look at getting John Fox out of there, the game had passed him by. And you know, I said at the top of the show a little bit, when you look at, they've not only brought in a new head coach, but they've really kind of ended up going a whole different direction. Now, I know the sort of the lame, easy comparisons to make are with the Rams, and I'm not saying they're going to be the next Rams. Bringing in a offensive-minded 30-something head coach. Nagy has since turned 40. But, I just think that second-year quarterback Trubisky with the proper coaching, this is just a team that is going to turn things around offensively. They brought in Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, the tight end from the Eagles. I know he wasn't used much there, but I just think Nagy's going to find a way to utilize him. And then you have a defense that was among the NFL's top 10 in scoring last year. I think you put it all together, and to me, 6.5 seems like a low number because I feel like it's a division where Green Bay is going to be down and Detroit's going to be down. I almost took the Packers under 10, but I do like the Bears an awful lot, and I feel like if they can go 3-3 in the division, then you take a look at the rest of the schedule. They can go 3-1 against the AFC East, and all of a sudden 6.5 is a number that they really should be able to surpass with relative ease. I think they're going to be 8-8. They could be even 9-7 this year.
I said the Bears are everyone's darling. They are minus 140 on the over 6.5. Gary, NFC North.
Can I bash that Bears pick for a second?
Yes, absolutely.
My concern with them, I don't want to bash the Bears, actually. I really like the direction they're heading in. My concern is that the offense they're building, I think, is made to win games early in the season. I think it's going to be similar to what the Chiefs did last year when they rolled out a lot of college concepts. No one had seen them. They caught some teams off guard early on, and then everyone sort of caught up to it. I think the Bears are built that way, and I think the fact they didn't get Roquan Smith in there, who's really supposed to be quarterbacking that defense, or linebackers are not good before Roquan Smith. Vic Fangio defense, you need linebackers. They needed Roquan Smith in camp on time. They didn't do it. I think that's going to sacrifice some wins early on. I think they're just going to be behind the eight ball in this division. I think the other three teams in this division, and this is going to be the hottest take I have, I think they're all Super Bowl contenders.
The Lions are Super Bowl contenders?
Absolutely.
All right, well.
And that segues into my pick, I suppose.
Yes.
I am going with the Lions over eight here at plus 130. You look back over Matthew Stafford's career. They haven't even had like a sort of a league average running game. They have been atrocious in the run game. They finally have what really could be, and I know this is going to sound outrageous. I think this is a top 10 running game in the league this year. I think the offensive line is great. I think Kerryon Johnson is a star coming up here. You complement it with sort of a B-plus opportunistic defense. You got Stafford Stafford wins games late. He's a fourth quarter comeback guy. I think this team, if you're looking for someone who profiles like the 2017 Eagles, I think this is the closest you get to it, the Lions.
Yep. And it's a plus 130. It's eight and it's plus 130.
It's eight. We have 7.5 minus 120.
That's an old line. Yeah.
All right. So it's eight.
It's at eight and plus 130.
So you're expecting nine wins for the Lions?
Yeah.
All right.
Super Bowl contender, he called him.
I'm sticking with that. I'm sticking with the Super Bowl contender. Right. Until
I see a little side bet. Lions, Bears, give me a game and a half?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
All right. That's our first in-podcast betting. Jim, you're going to have to be the book on that.
Absolutely. I'll take the juice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you dumped on the Bears after he made the pick, because I'm taking the Bears too. I hate minus 140 on this. I really do. But I don't love the Lions. I don't love the Packers this year at all. The Bears will have games against the Bills, Jets, Dolphins, as Scott mentioned, AFC East. And I really thought Trubisky came a long way last year. He was atrocious in the beginning of the season, made huge improvements as the year went along. So I am expecting nice things from Trubisky in year two. So I'm going to go over 6.5, hate laying that 140. But
I will say
sometimes you can't let juice stop you.
The three of us would have been a better trio of receivers than what the Bears were last year.
That is true. Now, in what I think is the toughest division in the NFL, the NFC South, you have the New Orleans Saints, 9.5, Falcons, 9, after the disastrous season last year coming off the devastating Super Bowl loss, the Panthers at 9, and the Tampa Bay Bucks without Jameis Winston for the first four games. Their total is 6.5. We go to Gary for his NFC South
pick. Yeah, this is tough. And I'm actually tempted by Carolina because it's at plus 150 for that over 9, but I'm not going to touch that. I'm just going to go Tampa under the 6.5 at minus 130 there. I just think it's set up to completely implode there. They got a tough early schedule. No Jameis first three games.
Not a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan? Yeah.
who doesn't love Ryan Fitzpatrick? But I do not. I think this is just going to get away from Dirk Cutter. And I think it's a shame. I think Dirk Cutter's actually a quality coach, but I think this is going to get away from them quick, and they're just going to be buried in a really strong division there.
Scott, NFC South.
Yeah, I do love the Panthers over the 9 and the plus 150.
Yeah.
I think Panthers is another one of those teams. They're kind of the Chiefs of the NFC, right? They just don't seem to get that kind of respect going into any season. And all they do, they consistently win football games year in and year out under Ron Rivera. I think he's a heck of a coach. I just feel like they have the kind of defense. I know they play in a tough division, but they have the kind of defense that is just going to have them there year in and year out. And I love their consistency. And again, I think over 9, I would have liked 8.5. I know it was floating around 8.5 a lot of places, but you know, over 9 at plus 150, it's just too good a price to pass.
We're in agreement again. I like Carolina over 9 as well. Like you, you know, the 8.5 would be nice because you win on 9. You get the push on 9, but plus 150 is phenomenal.
Yep.
And I am expecting huge things from Christian McCaffrey in year 2. I thought he'd be better in year 1. I think the Panthers struggled with how to use him. You know, he's so good in the passing game. He's not going to be a 20-carry guy per game. But I think in year 2 now they're going to figure it out with him, and I love the defense there. So I'm over 9 with Carolina as well. Last division, NFC West, Rams, who basically showed you how horrible a coach Jeff Fisher is last year, lead it at over 10. The Jimmy G Niners, 8.5. Seahawks, 8. And Arizona, 5.5 in the NFC West. Scott Grambling, your pick.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Chiefs over as my favorite pick, but my close second is Seattle under 8. I think the Seattle team is absolutely atrocious. I think they were atrocious last year, but the quarterback ended up hiding a lot of what's deteriorated over the years with that team. The defense is nothing like it was. I think this win total at 8 is just based on reputation. I just don't see any way. Russell Wilson had a phenomenal season last year. If I had a vote, he would have been NFL MVP. He would have gotten my vote for it. He was that good and was surrounded by that little. And they still didn't make the playoffs. So I think you just have to assume that there's going to be some sort of a drop-off there. Not to mention the fact that the Brandon Marshall factor, right? I mean, here's a guy, he's a perennial loser. He's never in the NFL playoffs. And I think just putting him on a roster pretty much guarantees the team's going to have a losing record. So I know I have to pay a little bit. I have to pay the minus 130 there, pay $1.30 to win a buck on under 8 with Seattle. But to me, that's a pretty easy pick. I was surprised that they're sitting there at 8.
Gary, NFC West.
Mine is not bold. I'm taking I know it's at minus 163 here. I'm going Arizona over 5.5. I think Arizona's
over 5.5.
Arizona's a dark horse in this division.
Oh, how do you figure that?
They went 8-8 with Blaine Gabbert under center for the most part last year. So you get the upgrade at quarterback. And look, they're the one team in this division where you say if their quarterback gets hurt, and they're expecting their quarterback to get hurt because Sam Bradford always gets hurt, they have a plan B. Josh Rosen can step in and win games in this league right now. The thing that is interesting to me, they've also – David Johnson's back, so they got a little bit better. They're still not good on the offensive line, but they're better on the offensive line. The defense is interesting because the defense talented – I wish they had kept James Betcher on their defensive coordinator last year as their head coach. They went with Steve Wilks. Wilks' defense in Carolina last year, he did some different things. They got really blitz heavy early on. I think it caught people off guard. So you kind of, you know, it's another situation getting all this talent under Wilks here. Let's see maybe what he does get stale, kind of like what he did with Carolina last year. But I think it's going to be enough of a change that it will catch people off guard. I think they have a chance to be really good defensively, especially early on in the year. And like I said, quarterback upgrade. I think the offense overall is better. I was just shocked by the 5.5 number. I think that's way too low.
No more Bruce Arians, though.
No more Bruce Arians. Yeah, I mean, you're moving a little bit down.
The quarterback guru.
You're moving a little bit down in the coaching department, but come on, Blaine Gabbert last year.
That's fair.
Do you know what's the best odds in the NFL to win the division is Arizona is 16-1 to win the NFC West.
It makes no sense. And again, I don't want to sit here and say like
I'm not surprised by that at all.
I'm not saying.
Although I guess the AFC East should be maybe you know.
Yeah,
I mean you think Cleveland 11. Cleveland's 11-1. I mean come on.
I'm not saying Arizona's like the Detroit Lions, a perennial favorite here, but I'm shocked they're that low.
I found this one tough. I really would love to go over 8.5 for the Niners because I do love Garoppolo, but. And I think Kyle Shanahan and him are a perfect mix there. Yeah, you know what? I was going to say Rams. I'm going to change my pick right on the fly. I'll go over 8.5 for the Niners. Give me something to root for. I love Garoppolo. I love Kyle Shanahan. I think they've got everything going there in the right direction. You know, tough to play. The Rams are the best team in the division. But I could, you know, I don't love Seattle, and I certainly don't love Arizona. So maybe if they can go 3-1 there, I think they could even go 4-0 there. Maybe you get to 9, and I like the plus 115 with the San Francisco 49ers. So let me recap it in the NFC. Gary, over for the New York Giants, 7 over, 8 for the Lions, under, 6.5 for the Bucks, and he loves the Super Bowl-bound Arizona Cardinals, 5.5.
If there could be an Arizona-Detroit Super Bowl, I'd pick it.
Scott is going under 10 for the defending champion, Eagles. He likes the over 6.5 for the Bears, over 9 for Carolina, under 8 Seattle. Scott and I are in agreement a little bit here, and I'm in agreement with Gary too. I like the over 7 for the Giants, over 6.5 for the Bears, over 9 Carolina, over 8.5 San Francisco. We are going to wrap up. We have a minute. Let's do this quickly. We have the odds here for the divisions. Give me Each of you give me one underdog. Don't give me, you know, don't give me the Steelers. Don't give me the Patriots. Give me an underdog who you love the value of to win the division. Since you guys went first on everything, I'll go first here. Sure. You guys look at the sheet. You know, I mentioned it with the over-unders. There's a lot, it's nothing crazy. It's not massive value. But I like the Panthers at plus 275 to win the NFC South. The Saints are plus 163. They're the favorite. Falcons plus 200. I like the value, plus 275 for the Panthers. As I said, I think this is a nice nice year for them with McCaffrey there and Noah Turner running the show there with Cam Newton. Everyone's on the same bandwagon. I don't see – I mean, because of Kamara last year. Drew Brees, though, getting older. They did restock, but if you're giving me, you know, got to pick an underdog, I go Panthers. Scott, you got one for us?
I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you the Chiefs. As I said, did I mention before that the Chiefs are 17-1 in the last 18 divisional games? I'm taking the Chiefs at plus 225. I love that pick. And, Gary, I hope I'm not stealing yours here. I have a feeling I might, but I think the Giants at 13-2, right? Giants at plus 650, to me... That's an awful lot of value. You know, I mentioned before, I'm a little down on Philadelphia in the division. So
that's a good one.
Those are the two I would go with. Yeah. I think Giants at plus 650. And then, gosh, I love the Chiefs. I got to go out and get my Pat Mahomes jersey.
I like the Eagles a little more than you, so that's why. But the Giants at plus 650 is very nice value. Gary, what do you got?
That's a good value.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
No,
it is.
And you taking Giants plus 650 cuts my 3-2. And they're the two teams after. Look, Arizona plus 1600 is just absurd. I'm not going to sit here and say they're winning the division. But, I mean, come on. Get out of here. Plus 1600. It's that division. We all love Jimmy. We all love McVay. Not that much, though. And then, like I said, Detroit plus 700. They've always had the quarterback, and now they have the rest of the team coming together around them.
And do you think they have the coaching staff? I guess that's what we'll see. I guess that's why you have to pay. That's why the payoff is 7-1, right?
Yeah. Yep. But you know what? We would have basically everything you're saying about Detroit this summer, you would have said about Philadelphia last summer. I really think this team profiles as closely to the 2017 Eagles a year ago as any.
And make no mistake, the best value is still the Patriots minus 800. But that's still the best value on the board in that division. All right, that wraps up our first show. We'll be back next week. Next week, we will cover Super Bowl odds, and we're going to go through some prop bets, player props, and team props for the 2018 season. And then the week after that, we kick things off, obviously, with the week one board, and we go through the lines and over-unders for everything. And maybe next week, Gary will come in here with a Josh Rosen jersey because he's all about the Arizona Cardinals. So that wraps up week one of the MMQB Gambling Podcast. My thanks to Zach Grambling and Gary Grambling, and we will see you next week right here on SI.com. Thank you.
Tip of the hat to Albert, another strong edition of MMQB. Did you know your favorite team has a daily podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network? Steelers fans, we have you covered with Locked On Steelers. Cowboys fans, it's Locked On Cowboys. And Chiefs fans, it's Locked On Chiefs. You get the picture. Search Locked On, your favorite team. Search on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts for Locked On, your favorite team. Or tell your smart speaker to play podcasts Locked On, your favorite team. Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.